The Week Ski.
Hear me out, right? So, honestly, we didn't hear the intro right now, right? But you know the sound, the Week Ski.
Yeah.
We need a new sound, man.
We need a new one.
I'm not, like, I have this soundtrack, right? But I don't know if it's good or not, because it's a little more, like, the one we had now is a little more, like, chill there. But the one I have saved is, like it's in there, you know? So, I don't know.
Yeah.
But we need a good song or so. If anyone has a good, like, song, put on there, man, hit us up, The Week's Peak, man. But, hey, man. Welcome back. It's been a while.
It's been a while, bro. Even though me and you see each other all the time in class.
That's true. But I try to avoid you at, you know, at all costs, though. You know,
I mean, yeah, you do.
Hey, man, you know. But, I mean, where have we been? I will say this, bro. Over, because when was the last one? Like, October, something like that?
October, early November, late October. Oh, actually, now that I think about it, I think it was, like, right before Halloween.
Because
we were talking about debates. Actually, I think it was mid-October.
That's
not
true.
Gonna lie.
That's true. That was a long time ago. But one person, may have been two, but one off the top of my head, they reached out and they're like, where are the Wednesday episodes at? Like, who I didn't know. So that's the first time we've had, like, a fan, like, engage and everything. Like,
yes.
That feels good, bro. I forgot
you know who, you know who you are if you did that. Facts, you're the bro. Best. You're the go for that.
Hey, man. Hey, we getting somewhere out here with these, with these episodes.
I'm still not going to get paid, but I'm in it.
Oh, no, no. Wait. That's coming soon.
2021, I get paid this year, guys.
2021.
Let's get a round of applause.
Let's go, bro.
We survived, but, actually, ladies and gentlemen. We survived.
Hey, man. We actually can, you know, open up the phone and see January there for 2021, man. Like, that's,
we're expecting December 32nd, man.
That's facts. 2021, I mean, how's everything been so far for you, man? We're like 12 days in. Yeah, 12 days in.
Mine has been very, very interesting.
Is that right?
We've had a whole situation with our school in regards specifically to my science class. I'm not going to go too deep into it because I don't want to expose myself to public needs. But, yeah, it's been very difficult with that. And then, let's see, what else has happened this year so far? I mean, 12 days in, I haven't felt nothing but stress, I think, probably.
That's nice. That's, you know, that's a good start. Good sign to a good year, no? Like, when you feel stress and all that.
Starts off worse and means it got to get better.
Yes, exactly.
Clearly.
Yeah. You know, but, I mean, you know, 2021, I think, is a better digits, though. You know, like, 20, like, having the same number twice, like, that's not cool, you know? So having different numbers, I think, is going to help the vibe a little bit, you know?
Yes. Of course. What about you, Rao?
I'm going to be honest. I'm gonna keep it. 102, okay?
Okay.
First off, you see how I went from... You see how I did that, 102?
Yeah, 102, yeah.
Because this is going to be a unique year. Ain't nobody say I'm going to keep 102. So I'm going to start that this year, you know?
Okay.
Man, it's been all right, I guess. I can't say it's been great, but it's also not been bad so far, you know? But we're only 12 days in. I mean, I can't complain with what's...
I feel like... A lot of people are already making assumptions. Like, I see all these posts on everywhere.
Yeah.
Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. Talking about 2020 and how y'all thought 2021 was going to be. But how it really is. And it's like, oh, too bad, guys. You know what I mean?
Thanks.
And it's like, I mean, like, it's only been 12 days. Let's give it a shot. Like, But I'm actually going to say something completely off topic. There's been, like, one unique commercial that's actually been getting my eye or ad every single time I'm on YouTube. And it's like this one where it's like Satan and 2020 is like a girl. It's like a, I think it's a dating app, which is a sign, I think, to me and you, Ralph, that we have to get a girlfriend. But no, we don't, because we're living life alone. But I feel like that ad has just caught my eye and it just made me laugh. Like, it's actually a good ad and I hate ads. You know what I mean, Ralph? Or are you just He's just vibing.
Hold
Just
on,
living life.
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. I need you to break this ad down for me because
Have you not seen it?
I've never seen this. I don't wanna see anything that involves, that person there, but
I mean, it's just like some buff dude, who's like painted red. He has horns on his head. And he's like walking through like a tunnel. He sees, and there's a girl, and he sees, and he's like, 2020? And she's like, call me 2020. And then it's like them going through the different stages of lockdown. Like the first one I think that they popped up was them in a movie theater that was alone. Oh, it was no, them in a football stadium with no one in it, them having lunch like in the middle. Then the next one that popped up was them in a movie theater. And then it was oh, one of the machines and like the gym isn't working because like 6 feet apart, you know what I mean? Then it was like the girl like taking toilet paper and stuff. I don't know, that I just always caught my attention.
Are you on the same like
Yes, it's the same exact ad.
I don't are you on the same YouTube that I'm going on, or because I'm going to the
I
one
mean,
on like I
I
go
don't
on
know
Google,
why,
like
like, Hulu, what do you mean?
I go on Google, bruh, and I search up youtube.com. Is that the one you're going to, or
Yes, I can show you the ad. Oh, I wish I could. I can send you the
I've
link.
never seen this ad before.
Dating app
Because the ads
ad.
I see are like there's
Yeah,
a
Satan in 2020. Yeah, look, it's literally one of the
what
top searches. You're
so if I
tripping, my
search it
guy.
out right now, I'm gonna
Yeah,
see
go search it
Satan
up.
20. This is fr
It literally like it's match. It's match. The dating app match.
What is this, man? What is
Like
it? See,
legitimately, like a
I'm
month, 2.3 million views.
hold on, bro. Hold on, bro. I just need to see like it for a second. What is Okay, I'm done there. I'm done. I'm just gonna
Mate, you watched the
get
first
that.
ad of an
I'm done.
ad
I'm
and you
done.
already
But
left.
cause this is not how I wanted my
What a loser.
2020. This is not how I wanted the first episode of 20 or the first Wednesday
Okay,
episode of
well, I don't
2021 to be.
know how I caught my attention. That's what 2021 means for
Okay, but
me.
you didn't need to say that part. Like you could
It's
have
because
just.
your cheeks, Ralph.
No,
Like,
it's
you don't
not.
live life to the
I
fullest,
live
bro.
life to a good extent. That's
Yeah, see, that's not living life.
enough for me.
Although, by the fullest, I mean wear your mask when you need to go outside, please. I'm trying to go back to school, trying to have social interaction with friends.
Man, let's talk about that, man. Man, the plan was, a couple months ago, we were gonna be back in January, but we still at home, bro.
Our plan was to go back before winter break.
Even before, exactly, and we still out here, man. This is not okay, because when you look at situations like you,
Wait,
where
what situation with me?
I
What
don't
do you
know, I
mean?
don't know. I'm not gonna.
I'm living life. Have you gone to big places and had parties? Because
I've.
I've gone to like parties, but like 6 or 7 people.
Oh, none of those, bigger. It's been a minute,
Because, like, for some reason, where I live, I'm not going to expose my location. It
I
got.
can expose.
You can, but I'll expose yours too, don't worry. Where I live, there was a big party. A big party. Hundreds of people. And it got on the news.
Really?
People who were. I'm not. I have friends who actually went to the party too. It wasn't violent. It wasn't violent. I
Okay.
remember. Down the street from me, like legitimately, if I got out of my car 5 minutes, I'm there. I knew the people whose house it was behind too. That's even crazier. But what's it called? Like all those people that weren't wearing masks there. Like I don't know if like I feel like that's just part of the problem.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, although I know there are some people that went there with a mask,
Sure.
but like the people that just flat out went there didn't wear a mask.
Sure. Yeah.
Cheeks.
I mean, I'm gonna save myself some I mean, 'cause I've learned that anything I say, if it's for or against the mask, I get my ass just like I don't know, man.
People
Keep
are
doing
weird
you.
about masks.
We love masks around here, like,
Like
protection and things.
masks have become a part of our lives.
That's facts, bro. One thing that pisses me off, bro, people be replacing their rosaries on their windows, or not the window, but the mirrors on their cars, bro. Let's keep the rosaries on there, like, you know.
Maybe keep the rosary and the mask on there. You know what I mean?
Sure. I mean, that's better.
It's better. I don't know why people would take it down. Like, I'm
shout out to all my Catholics out there. You know, we love y'all.
I don't know if you're allowed to say that, babe.
I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna say it. That's it. You know, if we're getting canceled, 2021 is a good year to get canceled. So, you know,
freedom of speech.
That's not, we're not going there, man. It's time to move on here.
Yeah.
2021 goals, man. You know, I was wondering. I don't know if you want to take it. What do they call it? False takes? What do they call it? Hot take? I forget what they call it.
Hot take, I think is what you're talking about.
I don't remember, but maybe. But that's not hot take. Heat take?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like when it's like not controversial, but it's like kind of different. Or heat check? Not heat check.
Yeah, heat check. Let me get a heat check, guys.
I forget what is it called, man?
So a hot take is a piece of commentary typically produced quickly in response to a recent
event.
It's not
a hot take. It's not.
Yeah, it's not. It's to attract attention. So I mean, if that's what you're trying to do.
No, I'm not trying to do that. We're not moving on until I remember what it is.
Hot take. You said it's not controversial?
No, it's like, it's different. It's like an opinion. A first take? It's not. It's something take. I know that for sure. Maybe it is heat take. Not or
heat
hot take.
Yeah, nice.
I don't know. I don't know. Anyways.
Hold on. I found it. Yeah, I think it is. I think a hot take, because there's another definition that says an opinion based on simplistic moralizing rather than actual thought.
That don't sound right, though.
A strong take?
No. Strong take, hot take. I'll if I remember, I'll. Anyway, yeah. Do you have any goals for the year? Do you have anything like that?
Should we even have goals for the year?
Ooh. Ooh.
It's a real question. I mean, I honestly, 12 days in, like, I should have goals. Mm. But, like, realistically, I didn't even want to come into 2021. It was just like, how should I explain it? Like, I'm glad we made it past 2020. Congratulations to all of us. Rest in peace to all our families, friends that, you know, didn't make it to 2021 because of a virus, yes, pandemic. But I feel like just the major goal for me in 2021 is probably just to, like, make it to graduation fine, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's crazy, though. Like, this is the year, man. Like, we really blew by high school in a quick minute. And we about to get our diplomas, and it's just, that's
it. Go to college, bro. College.
Man, I ain't going to no college, bro. That's a waste of my time, bro.
Yeah, okay. You're not going to say that in 2 weeks and get accepted into UC Berkeley.
Hey, man, I'm looking.
I got an email from UC Berkeley.
Was it an acceptance email or?
I don't know. I haven't looked at it completely. Okay, buddy, look at it. But yeah, you can. What were you saying? I interrupted you. Sorry.
I don't know. I was gonna say I had a call from one of my top colleges, right? And I missed it, you know, because, you know, stuff happened. I'm living that Ralph Tronchi busy life, you know. Everyone's, you know. Anyways. I call them back because I'm nervous. Okay, you gotta set the picture right here. Like, I'm in my chair. Like, I got the nerves going, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just like, you know, sixth grade or fifth grade, whatever, your first dance, you know, go in and you got the nerves. You think that everyone's gonna reject me. I got those kind of nerves, right? Okay. And then I called. One ring goes by, no answer. Two rings go by, no answer. Three rings go, like, it was six rings and no one answered.
Mm-hmm. So you just hang up?
No, I left a voicemail. Okay.
Okay.
I said, hey, this is Ralph Tronchi. Return your voice, your call. And it's been 3 days. I have no call back. So I don't know what they wanted to tell me. There was no email. There was no nothing. So now I'm nervous. So I don't know what to do. But anyways, I just wanted to say that. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. But
I mean, I feel like a part of that is just them being either super busy or being super immature.
I'll say they were immature. because this is very unacceptable. This is ridiculous, actually.
Who are we talking about again?
I don't see. This is the issue. Like, no, I don't even know.
I'm so lost.
Hey, man, being lost is the function of of counting the cost.
Because I mean, the reason why I say either immature is that, you know, you be seeing those Instagram posts where they're like, I'm not answering the phone, like, just leave me alone. And then, like, the person below them is like, oh, or you could just mature and just don't want to go or anything.
Thanks.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, man.
Goals, I don't really think. Back on track. Me and you are always like this. I remember how a lot of the time, especially for our nightly talks.
Oh, that was...
Like, yeah. We would say, oh, we're going, like, 30 minutes max. I'm tired. I want to go to sleep. And we'd be there for, like, an hour.
Yeah, that was... I'll blame you on that, though, man. I'd say you were...
I'm a talkative person, but you talk more than me. So, like,
no, I don't. But let's keep it... Let's keep it a buck here. Let's not... But 2020,
we do it differently. If we were to give 2020, like, a 1 through 10 or a 5-star review, how many stars would 2020 get, in your opinion?
So are you going in general or, like, personal or because...
Let's do in personal, because I feel like you can rate any year based on not what, like, you know, everyone else experienced, like, you personally experienced.
Yeah, I'm giving it a 7.
A 7 out of 10?
No. Six and a half. I give it 6.5.
That's a solid number. And why is that, Ralph?
Because, first off, 2020 is the year I established the podcast, okay?
Okay.
And that, you know, that got me, you know, it got me places. So that was that. So the year was great, you know. I take 1 year off for all the health, family, and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
But I take another point off because I wanted to finish junior year of high school, okay?
At school, like actually at school.
I wanted, because that, man, things were going great. I had things, like, momentum was there. But then I also think back, if we continued school, I would have never had the podcast. So it's like, you gotta, like, pick and choose here, you know?
Yeah, you gotta really think about it, too.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, 6.5 for me. Yeah, what about you?
I feel like, let me get, like, a brief, little, like, 5-second thing while I'm talking to you. I'm gonna, like, think about this.
Here we go.
I'm, like, gonna really, like, you know, dig deep. No, I'm just playing. I give it, like, a 7.
7, okay.
So, you know, just a little bit above yours.
Mm.
The reason I feel like I had lost all of the, like, the 3 points that I lost,
mm-hmm.
it just plainly because, like, you know, not able to see my friends.
Yeah.
Not able to see other people that I want to see. I can't finish. I can't start senior year of high school.
That's tough.
With my friends. I haven't seen all of, like, everyone that I know at school since March. Like, you know, March 2020.
It's crazy.
Which is, like, insane, especially now that we're legitimately 2 months away from a year of being at home only.
Yeah. Yes. Man. Looking back, I wish, like, because honestly, you know, everyone says the same thing, you know, the 2 weeks, and then, you know, we thought it was going, everything going back to normal, and then I think we had...
Then the 2 weeks turned to May.
Man.
And then I was like, oh, nice, we're going to go back to school, we only have a month of school. Then May turned to the start of the next school year, and at that point, everyone's just like, really...
Yeah.
No, not even then. Everyone's like, oh, nice. We have a long summer break. Once we get back into school, they're like, we'll be back in December. And the, like, September and October, legitimately, everyone hates it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say everyone, because I know people that absolutely loved online school more.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, online, but I'm not that type of learner.
Sure. I mean, I think...
I've probably felt my worst mentally because of online school.
Definitely. I mean, there's a lot that comes with it. But I feel like the majority of people, at least who I've, like, seen or talked to and, like, gone deep into it, like, majority, like, want to come back. You know, like, I feel like there's a, I don't want to say majority, but, I mean, there's just a common, like, thing going around, like, you know, like, let's get back to it, you know? Because, you know, I was talking with a freshman the other day, too, or the other week. And it's like, man, they haven't been able to like meet each other, like their class, and like
I feel bad. Oh, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I just thought about that.
They're already a full semester in, and they haven't met like anyone.
Any one of their friends, like they're gonna be like, imagine how shy we were, like you know, first day. Well, not really for us because of a private school, but summer institute. Let's take that for example. First day summer institute. What are you? You're shy. You have your tiny little group, you know, like two people maybe. Yeah. And then by the time I'm like your first day of freshman year, you have, you know, all school. And these freshmen have legitimately only talked to each other in breakout rooms.
That's crazy.
Is on another level of insane.
Facts. I mean, I feel for them, but, you know, but, like, there's, you know, I feel for seniors, but then I also, you know, there's a soft spot for the freshmen, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, I mean, we're seniors, we've gone through a few more years there, you know, like, mm-hmm. we can sort of have, like, a grasp on things a little bit, at least, but for them, man, just starting off that way and having to, you know, reach all the other, like, checkpoints we did at an earlier date, like, that's... Amen.
I feel like, I don't know, I feel like who has it worst? Like, do us as seniors have it worse? Or do freshmen as just starting high school have it worse? You know what I mean?
I feel like, dude, that's tough. I feel like we have it worse. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm biased, you know, but I just feel like, because there's so much that comes with being a senior and, like, ending things off, you know?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, we literally went 12 years through school just for us to not be able to see each other the last year.
Yeah. Does.
And then, like, because, I mean, I understand, like, oh, but the first and the freshmen see each other, they act like they're going to be, like, they don't know each other, you know? They're going to be, like, strangers.
That's true.
But, like, they have 3 years to get through it together, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly. Especially if we come back, they're going to have 3 more years to bond and be cool, but, like, we've done all this bonding, and we want to finish with these people. You know what I mean?
For sure, for sure.
So I don't know. I'm with you there. I think us as seniors have it worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, because with every start, there has to be a strong finish too. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like absolutely. If you don't go out like swinging, then because you know, like you said, I mean, they have a chance. You know, they got time. You know, obviously things are set back a little bit, but at least you know, hopefully, God willing, you know, by the time. What, they're, what, 20, like, 5 or something like that?
These guys are...
24 or something
25,
like
actually,
25, I think. Yeah, I mean, by that time, I mean, things are, you know...
They should, hopefully, it should be fine.
Man, at this point, like, I don't
at this point, know. We don't know anything. Like, we don't know what to expect. Yeah. But speaking of finishing hard and going down swinging...
Mm.
Let's talk about all these boxing fights that have happened since me and you last talked.
Hey man, it's a nice little. First off, hold on, I'm gonna go back. That was a nice transition there, man.
Yeah, you
I gotta get the credit there, you know. Number two, hey man, all these boxing fights got me wanting to go in the ring, man. I'm gonna start a training camp at the Chauncey residence.
I'm
gonna go swinging, you know. But yeah, man. I mean, where do you want to start? I mean,
I think the last time we finished or last time we last had this podcast together, we were talking about Mike Tyson and Jake Paul and Nate Robinson's undercard, which all left a shot. rest in peace, Nate Robinson.
Hey, man. Yeah, I got respect for the man, but I don't know. I mean, I feel like a lot of people had what's it called? I mean, they had money on Nate, but it's like, how are you going to put, you know, a guy who's, you know, stepping in the ring for the first time against a guy who's been training for, what, 3-4 years now?
Months, yeah. Mm-hmm. Been in the ring before, has won in the ring before.
For sure. Got all those nerves out and all that. Because obviously, I mean, Nate's the athlete. You know, he had, you know, the stamina and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, I mean, when you feel for your first punch, I mean, that's tough when you but
oh yeah
you know But hey man, people were quick with the memes too, man. Like,
oh, right, like, no, as soon as that happened, my phone started to blow up from the amount of people sending me memes about and text messages. Did you see what happened? Nate Robinson, Nate Robinson. I'm like, what do you mean? I didn't watch it. I didn't get to watch it, unfortunately.
Man.
But I also heard Snoop Dogg's commentary was the best.
My man needs a professional job, like at like all sporting events, man. My man just, oof. My man's a goat, bro. That's all I gotta say, bro. And he does the most random things too. You see him at doing some like wrestling stuff the other week, like.
Oh, I did, yeah.
What's this man doing, bro? Like,
that man Snoop Dogg is on top of stuff, man. 2021 changes people.
Freaking legend, bro. Freaking legend. But then also, you know, Mike Tyson in there.
Snoop Dogg is.
What the hell did you just do, bro? You just cut out like a
in history, yeah.
You just cut out like a slice of butter right there, man. What the heck?
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you go. Alright.
Okay, I don't know what happened then.
Did your cheeks have Wi-Fi? That's what happened, bro. Come on.
Yeah, okay, buddy. Got that 3-bar. My laptop is dying though, so that's unfortunate.
Well, that's that.
I gotta charge it. That's that. But like, what else was I gonna ask you? We were talking about Mike Tyson. Yes. How do you think he was? You know, does he look rusty? I didn't get to see it, so you're gonna have to tell me.
He looked, for the circumstances, what he was doing. Like, he's a changed man. Like, people gotta realize, like, my man's not gonna come out like the old. I was about to say, Mike Wazowski. What the hell? The old Mike Tyson. You know, so my man's still a killer though. Like, he's for his age, like. To do what he did was,
oh yeah, I heard that he was like, it looked like he like straight up like he had beef with him or something.
That's
like
facts.
It looked like, I mean, that's what I heard. I didn't see it. Yeah. That's what I heard.
No, definitely. I mean, Roy Jones Jr. He's doing a lot of hugging, a lot of, you know, running a little bit there. But at the end of the day, what are you gonna do? You either accept your death, or you know, you're gonna try to live by the end of the rounds. But he looked nice, man. I'm excited because I know he's going to plan some other fights too. And it's just, I don't know, man.
But, man, all these boxing fights. And now we have, also, you know what? Let's just go ahead and go into, again, the trouble. What do they call him? The trouble child? Jake Paul? What do they call him?
I don't even know. Something like that, trouble child. No.
Something a song with trouble or like child. I know it's child for sure.
Yeah.
Him. How many people did he call out after his fight against the retired?
It was at least 500 damn people.
He called out Conor McGregor, who would honestly destroy him. I'm sorry. I'm gonna be 100.
Okay.
Conor McGregor would probably destroy him.
Okay.
No. And then he also called out a lot of celebrities too, I heard.
Yeah. I think my guy just needs to, because I remember after his post-fight press conference or post-fight interview, like, he seemed pretty humble. Like, he seemed like, you know, he's in a good track. He's going to take his time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I don't know what happened overnight. My man just said, nope, I'm going back to the other day, and just, he called out hella people. Like, I don't know. It's not a smart man, but, you know.
Their whole family makes me laugh. Because then he has, on the other hand, his older brother, Mr. Logan Paul.
I will say, you know, I respect Logan now. There was a point where I said, I hate this man. But now, like, I see his growth, you know. Like, I feel like he's matured a little bit.
You can definitely see it, you know? Yeah.
But I don't know if you want to consider a growth to, maybe you can, maybe you can't, to sign in a fight with,
with one of the best boxers of all time.
You think it's going to be,
I don't know, honestly, because we have a lot of people, or not a lot of people. You know, everyone is like, this is a joke. Like, you're going to fight Floyd Mayweather, you know, one of the most, like, notorious boxers. Or and then you have people like KSI, which I heard that he actually said he wants Logan to win.
Yeah.
You know, you would think.
True.
KSI out of all people. No, I want him to kill Logan, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which really just shows how much these two have grown and like matured.
It's true. For sure. Can you imagine though? You know, it's like second round or whatever. You know, we were like halfway through the round, things are getting intense. Next thing you know, Floyd Money Mayweather is on the ground. Can you imagine, bro?
Yeah, no, that's where you really could, like, that's where you really say, okay, so now we really don't fucking know what's going to happen this year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just, because a part of me, like, I want to see Logan win, you know, just like, because I just want to see, I'm not a fan of Mayweather, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, for my people out there, my Pacquiao fans, shout out to y'all, man. Pacquiao won the fight. That's, you know, we're just going to leave that like that. But, hey, man, like, I just want to see history made, you know? Because, obviously, you know, Floyd's done, you know, a bunch of, like, exhibitions here and there.
Yeah.
I want to see my man go down one time, you know? Like, but, I don't know. It's unlikely, you know? But at the end of the day, I mean, Logan's going to come in much heavier, much taller. And, you know, Floyd is still going to be the gym rat that he is, though. And, you know, I don't know. We'll have to see what happens, so...
Please, I mean, trying to think, because what I really want to see now is, are KSI and Jake Paul going to fight? And if so, what do you think takes it there?
That's tough, honestly.
Because we've seen KSI take down Logan, who he has said is arguably a better boxer than Jake. But that was after their fight, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, sorry.
No. You finish your thought out there.
Okay. And I was like, so, and now, like, we haven't seen Logan training.
Yeah.
Or he probably hasn't trained, but we haven't seen, like, the training that Jake has probably done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we've seen the results of his training against Nate Robinson.
Right.
And then, but now we don't know the results of the training if he ever fights KSI.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he says that, you know, oh, your brother, you know, your brother's a better boxer than you, which I think he said, was it after a Nissan Gibbs fight with him? Is that when?
Yeah, it was around there, I believe, yeah.
And I think then is, like, you know, way different to, like, now I think almost like a year now almost?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, a couple of months after, at least, for sure.
Yeah,
like, you know, the difference is like that can make is great.
Mm-hmm. For sure. See, that's a tough one, because because the thing is, like, I want to side with Jake, right? I really do.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I don't think that he's been put in the ring with enough competition. Like, I mean, he got put in the ring with, go back to Ben, you had
Deji,
and he was, you know,
yeah.
Then you go into the second one, you had this professional fight hyped up and everything with Gibb, and then what happened there? I mean,
yeah, that was straight up just Gibb, honestly.
Exactly.
You know, I feel like after that, kind of just everyone just like hated Gibb. They're like, bruh, dude, my man's. I'm not a boxer, so I don't know if he was doing anything like strategical by going down and up and down and up.
I mean, I'm not a boxing guy either, but I can tell you that was nothing. That was not like.
Yeah, I don't think that's strategical at all. Cause like honestly, like if you go down and you get punched while you're down there, especially in the face,
you're
gonna go down a lot quicker than you are if you're up. You know what I mean?
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I think I watched enough boxing to know, like, that's, I mean, you should probably stay away from the canvas.
It's definitely not something you want to do, man.
But yeah, and then, you know, and then you had, you know, round three with Nate. You know, this is, you know, there was a lot of hype around that. You know, this is actually an athlete, he might be able to, you know, do something in there. But then obviously, you know, we saw the result. But
then there comes the argument about Nate Robinson being, you know, maybe out of shape.
Right.
Did he retire? Is he retired? Is that
like, yeah, I think he's a few years out of the league nowadays. So
yeah, that's why I'm like, and he's retired, you know, he's probably gonna be more out of shape than Jake. True. You know, retired athletes. True. A lot of retired athletes that like to stay in shape.
True.
But obviously, you know, Jake, who has been training for months and months and months and months, is going to do better than an athlete that probably hasn't trained as much for boxing.
Definitely. Yeah. So, I mean, if we see the KSI fight, it's going to be like the first real test for Jake. I mean, because this is like for, like, what was it, 2 weeks ago, Ryan Garcia, right? People always hating on his name. But in my opinion, he got in the ring with someone who was competition, you know, 2 weeks ago against Luke Campbell, you know? So I feel like it's going to be that same kind of thing going with Jake, you know? We'll see what happens, but... Or we can see the Conor, you know, McGregor. I don't know.
Oh, if we see Conor, even though we all know Dana White is not going to let him fight him.
Yeah, that's true.
Dana White said, I'd much rather... He's like, I think... I forget what her name was. I'm sorry. I'm not watching MMA. But like some MMA fight, not a woman or a girl. I don't know what the correct term is. Like, you know, and she's hella raw, I think. A lot of my friends are telling me. God, hella raw. And they're like, he was like, oh, I'll put him against her. And then she was like, yeah, I'll do it. I don't care. This is the kind of energy I need in my life, bro.
Oh, dear. I don't know, man. You know, just the whole, like, YouTube boxing and all that, man, it stresses me out, man. Like, because I have an episode lined up for, I don't know, sometime soon, with, you know, one of the top boxing analysts in the sport. And we're going to talk about, you know, YouTube boxing and its effect and what it does to the sport, you know, the negatives, positives, and all that. So... But I don't have, like, any, like, what do you call it? Like, pure, like, boxing fans around me that I could ask, like, what does it really do as a boxing fan, you know? But it stresses me out, you know?
Oh, I have my sister's fiancé. He's humongous. Humongous on MMA. I think this is his favorite sport. MMA. And, like, so I could probably ask him, but I don't know. MMA hasn't really caught my attention.
Right.
Like, boxing, not really either. Like, only, like, specifically, like, the big fights. Yeah. It's like, you know, like you were saying, like, you know, Mayweather, Pacquiao, that definitely caught my eye.
Sure.
You know, any Canelo fight honestly catches my eye.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, that's the kind of fan I am, too. Like, I watch all the super fights and everything. But, I mean, recently, like, I've started to get into more of the smaller names and all that. You know, like the Sean Porters and all that. But
oh, yeah.
But, yeah, man, I don't know. We'll have to bring that up another episode.
We have to do, like, a full episode about that.
Facts. Because, I mean, there's a lot of content in there, you know?
Honestly, any sport you talk about could have content. Yeah.
That's true. You know, we love sports around here, man, just like football, you know?
Talk about football, then.
Let's talk about football, bro.
I see what you did there.
I don't even you up there, you know, like.
mine was, I don't know. You said that. You set up my transition quite well. I'll use that. Why as a not, transition. Bro?
Yeah, you know. But so here's the thing about this season, okay? I completely like fell out of line. I have not been following nothing, you know. I didn't know it was the postseason already started too last week.
I was amazed. I was like, I saw a wild card on the commercial on TV, and I was like, what the f-? I was like, wild card?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, it's January, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know if you saw, so the whole Nickelodeon thing, do you see any of that anywhere?
I don't think I did.
So one day I was scrolling through Instagram, okay, and I saw a football field, and then I saw slime. So I was like, you know, I was, okay, well, this, maybe it's just like an edit or something, you know, like SpongeBob or something, you know, did something with collab with like a college team or something, I don't know. Then I kept like seeing it over and over again, you know? So I'm like, let me like actually like take a look at it and read the caption and stuff, because sometimes I just scroll just to scroll, you know? And I read it, and then I was scrolling through the videos, and I see, like, these NFL refs with the NFL logo on them, like, call out plays and stuff. And I'm like, hold on now. And then I looked up channels and all that. It said it was on Nickelodeon. And then I saw this kid. There was this, like, I don't know who, I think it was an actor. But he was just, he was calling out plays, like explaining, like I think he explained like what was like I don't know, I forgot what he was explaining some terms, and he said the funniest stuff after it, and I was like, who is this? Because I don't know Nickelodeon. I haven't watched Nickelodeon in.
Wait, so the wild card was on Nickelodeon?
It was on Nickelodeon. It was on like CBS, but then it was also on Nickelodeon, and they had like special effects and everything.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. What
It
the?
was great, man. If you could find that little kid, look up like something about like NFL wild card, like play call kid, or I don't know who it is. Maybe I'm just
Wild card.
looked it up because it was the funniest thing. My man started saying something about, thank God his mom doesn't say grace until, or something. I don't even remember what he said, but it was the
The
funniest thing.
dynamic duo. Let's see.
Man. But, because I had never seen that before, but, you know?
They found it. It says two F games aired on Nickelodeon. Best
Yeah.
moments.
That's crazy.
Do I'm gonna wa I'll watch that. Should I watch it right now? No, I
Yeah.
won't.
Yeah. We'll watch it when you get a chance. But, it's the funniest thing. Because
Yeah,
there
I
was, like,
will. But I
slime
see.
on there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What?
I didn't, because, first, like, you know, just, like, the schedule, too. Like, everything kind of creeped up on me this year. And then, like, I didn't know that either. And then, like, I just looked more into it, and it was crazy. Like, so I don't know. So that's a smart move by them. But by NFL, you know, in
I
terms,
mean, so I think I did see, like, I thought it was just like a joke,
yeah,
but I saw like memes because it was a meme, and I was
yeah.
like, we need more slime, and it was like a slime machine. I was like, oh, okay. I remember, what were they called, like the Nickelodeon Awards or something like that.
Yeah.
I remember I used to watch this, and you know, slime was a big part of
For
that.
sure.
And so, like, I was like, oh, they're just relating back to that, but I had no idea that it was because of the wild card
Facts.
game.
That's crazy. It's crazy, man. Like, never would I have thought like a professional football game would be aired on a channel that like I watched back in the childhood, you know? Like it's crazy. But yeah, I just thought that
Yeah.
was interesting. Like that's something else.
Then, well, let's see, shockers. Like, here's the biggest shock. The Steelers losing to the Browns.
Yo, I'm so happy for those Browns fans, man. Like,
Wait, I just realized, this is the first, is this, have they been in the playoffs like in the past few years, or am I like
I
tripping?
think it's the first time in like, I think I saw like 1990 something, something like that. It's been a while, you know.
Yeah, no, I have no idea.
Let me
But
see.
I know that this is probably the farthest they've gotten, maybe. In a lot of years, like past the wild card.
Absolutely.
And what's
Let's see.
insane is, like, you know, just last year, I was, oh, the Browns are trash, man. And now look at them, like, they're in the playoffs and the 49ers
Crazy.
aren't.
That's crazy. Man, freaking 49ers, man. You know, I love my dogs, but you know, we have
Not gonna
some.
say that it's only because of the injured players, but to be fair, like, 90% of our good players were
I
injured.
was literally about, I was about to say this is, I'm calling it for the injuries, man. I was, man, I'm t if we weren't injured, but if we were fully healthy, there's no reason why we can't go back to back to the Super Bowl. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say. That's all I gotta say. But I
We
don't
have a good
wanna,
team.
facts. Yeah, we do. You know, I wanna leave 2020 behind, but I'm gonna bring it up just because 49ers should be Super Bowl champions. I'm sorry, we had possessions taken. I don't want to get into all that because I'm gonna get pissed off. People are gonna get pissed off. Everyone's gonna be mad.
Hey, take your L, you 49er bandwagon. So, like, okay, I'm not, how am I a bandwagon if I've been a fan all this time? I just don't watch football anymore as much. And, like, if you're watching, like, if you watch a sport and, like, you stopped watching your favorite team play because all their cheeks now, right? And like, if you just don't root for any of the team, and like, oh, all of a sudden you get back into something, like, you know, the team is doing good,
Yeah.
I'm gonna get hyped,
Sure.
right? Finally, my team is doing good again.
Sure.
People are gonna disrespect that. Like, what?
Definitely. Hey man, you know the sports world, there's some cool people out there. But you know, at the end of the day, you see, I mean, they're the real bandwagon. Let's see people, saying these things who like, I don't know, the
I don't hear
Dolphins.
Patriots fans anymore. That's all I'm gonna say. I don't hear Patriots fans anymore. What happened?
Hey, where are y'all at, man? Come on, let's.
I'm sorry to any Patriots fans, but I don't hear y'all anymore.
Man.
Tom Brady is gone, man. That's also a big shocker. And Tom Brady, are they in the playoffs? I don't
They
know.
are.
See,
They are. I
oh,
think
see, look at
this.
that. Tom Brady, wherever Tom Brady goes, playoffs.
See, that's crazy. My man's a legend, bro. I genuinely like. I'm starting to like that man a little bit more, just with the respect side of things. My man, like, he's how old is he now? He's like.
I don't know. I don't pay attention. I honestly stopped liking after that whole the inflation thing in the footballs. I don't know when that was. I stopped liking him after that because I did.
Sure. I mean,
But I think I'm first year there is something like the only Tom Brady can do. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, my man's gonna go down as a great, with or without the respect, but I don't know. But so yeah, I mean, that's all I got to say on the matter,
What else have we? I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I think that's all I can really
See, I
say.
wanted a smooth transition, but there was I don't know how to set that up.
We could really honestly just go in. Well, there's nothing, I don't know, because like you think about it. Let me keep on going on football because I also want to talk about the Seahawks and Rams, and because that one I knew for sure was going to be a good game, and a lot of people, oh, Seahawks are gonna take it, right? 100% Seahawks, Seahawks,
Sure.
Seahawks, Seahawks all the way. The Seahawks are doing very, very good. Very good this season.
Sure.
In fact, just like another thing that's doing very good. Bitcoin, Ralph.
That was a
Wasn't
stretch.
good, but
What
shush.
I was gonna say is, I was gonna say, did you see in one of the games how the ref, now there's only one player from each side at the coin toss?
Is there actually? I didn't
Yeah,
know that. Wait,
yeah,
really?
yeah. There was something about, it's a social distancing everything, but I don't know, man. Because only
Wow,
one
yours would have been
captain now.
nicer then. Damn, yours would have been
Yeah,
nicer.
I was gonna be they flipped up the coin. The other day I also flipped another coin, Bitcoin, or something like that.
Oh, that's a good.
See, you ruined it.
Damn.
You
Let's
ruined it, bro.
free trade.
This man,
Okay.
bro.
Well, I mean, for sure, though, like Bitcoin, I've heard is getting, rich.
Yeah, I don't see. I don't. I'm not educated on Bitcoin at all, but I see the green, and I'm a fan.
I'm on stock right now. Let's see.
Yeah, man. Gotta.
Finance Yahoo.
See, I'm trying to get some
Oh,
stocks,
it's
man.
going down.
Is
Okay
it going
then.
down? The moment we do the damn
I
episode,
mean, I
bro.
see it now. Negative 763.
What happened, man? Overnight, something happened, bro.
-2%. It was on the. It was. Wow. Okay. Actually, you know what? This was definitely. It was at a low at one point.
Hey, man.
But I don't know either. But it says negative 760. I don't know if that's just today.
Man, I'm gonna say that's just a down day, bro. Like, 'cause you look at the last, I don't know how many months, but I mean it's been going good for a while, I think just like I saw Tesla today, 'cause Elon just fell back to number two, richest person,
Yeah, I
right?
heard that.
Man, my man just he took a breath and then went back down, I mean, that's the joy of stocks, though. Sometimes you're gonna go up, sometimes you're gonna be down, and
That's a risk too, that if you're gonna invest in a stock, you gotta be willing to take the risk that,
that's true,
you're not always gonna go up. It might go down, and if it goes down, you don't know how much it's gonna go down.
Definitely, man. That's a tough game to play, especially with everything going on nowadays with a lot of like social media, what do you call it? Just social medias in general, with what's up. It's a scary time for stocks, But definitely smart though, man. Get y'all's money on stocks, man. You know, find those find the smaller stocks, man. And one day, like Bitcoin, they're gonna rise one day. You know, years down the line. You know,
Yeah.
gotta be smart. But yeah, but we see
Have
one.
you considered investing into stocks?
Oh, I've considered. I think
You have
once.
to be 18 though. Yeah, how when are you 18?
May, yeah.
Okay, yeah, you should be fine. I'm
Yeah.
already 18.
See, you're on. See, you had a. I was gonna bring that up too. I was gonna go into review 2020, but I forgot. Never mind. I'll say it next episode. But
Yeah, next episode we'll talk about our past in 2020.
yeah. But yeah, I think once I'm able to, legally put some stocks under my name, I think why not,
Legally.
Yeah, man. Because I could do a lot, under the law or under the table, Maybe I shouldn't have said that, actually. Maybe
Whoa.
that wasn't smart. Hey, man, I'm a good citizen, faithful citizen, And that's that.
Are you
Listen,
rough?
I might be like, probably if there's a list, a rank of like best citizens in the great country of the United States of America.
Ralph is last.
I
Damn,
mean,
bro. Who said that, bro? I don't know who said that, bro. Some guy just joined our call, bro.
is that right? Oh man.
Yeah.
See, that hurt my heart is just like my heart's been broken, but that kind of shattered a little bit more.
I feel you there, bro. We gotta bring all the sad stuff back into 2021, sadly.
think we do. Here's the thing. When we talked about the sad stuff, we got the most views. I don't know what it is. I really
Because
don't.
everyone's sad. Who isn't sad in this world? That got you there, didn't it?
I think it got all the audience too, bro. Hey man,
They're like, damn.
51 minutes, bro. I think we gotta wrap. Man, what do
Jesus
we do this for?
Christ.
What I told you, 30 minutes is we capping things
We
off.
don't say, we said that for our nightly talks. And then
Well,
every single time we go ahead again. Ralph, this is a good one. This is our first episode of months.
so you're saying we should have done a 3-hour episode?
I mean, if we could have, but I'm honestly getting sleepy. I've been going to sleep early. I don't know about you,
Man, you
man.
crazy, man.
You're
Freaking super
cheeks,
early.
man.
If you
Not crazy.
okay, but what time you wake up though?
I wake up at 7 o'clock.
That's actually hey, I like that. I genuinely like I.
No alarm too, by the way. No alarm. That's even, oh, it's even harder, but
See, that's I like see it, man. People be waking up way too late. I'm about to put. Nah, I was gonna put some people on blast, but a lot of people. Wake up too late, man. You're wasting hours during the day.
I
You
did
know?
that actually first
Oh
semester.
my God,
I
bro.
used to wake up like 5 minutes before class
Oh
and
my
then just like get my laptop, put it on my bed, lay back down, and then join class.
This man, bro.
Like I've been shy. I don't know about you. What helps me and what makes me feel a lot more comfortable to get through classes? Shower in the morning.
You say what now?
Shower in the
Oh, shower in
morning.
the morning. Yeah,
It
no.
feels great. Like, I don't know. Because you get up early,
True.
and like everyone's like looking at you like, whoa, he's up
Yeah,
early. And then it's like you walk into the bathroom, he's just gonna use the bathroom. All of a sudden, they hear the shower head. They're like,
showers too. I heard in the sewers and everything when the water comes out.
oh, nice.
Yeah.
From the sewers.
I don't know where the water comes. Do you know where the water comes from the shower?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to this
Exactly.
stuff.
Like, so the sewers is like a pretty good option, no?
Yeah, because the sewers, yeah. I don't know.
No,
Probably
cause
from like the pipes. I don't
no. This is why we can't go on for 53 minutes because we start saying stuff like this,
These
bro.
things are stupid.
Stupid, bro. I was gonna
No way,
say something though.
audience. We're smart, man.
Nah, bro. I was gonna say something about mornings, but now I can't remember.
Good mythical morning.
Yo,
What else, Ralph?
I was gonna say one last thing, but I don't remember it.
You're gonna talk about our sponsor too.
You know, that's a decent idea. I'm not even going like I forgot this. I forgot about I love Anchor. Y'all should love it too. If you listen to us on there, Shout out to you. If you don't, get your ass over there. Well, I probably shouldn't have said that.
Nice. I think what he meant was, if you don't, listen to us on any other platform. At The Week's Week. Every platform. I don't know if we have a YouTube yet, Ralph.
We don't have a YouTube, man. You slacking, man. We've been doing videos on YouTube. We have videos now. Right.
Let me see. Where's your video, bro?
Here's the thing. I gotta buy a camera. Because I thought my laptop camera was better quality, but nope. We've been having it, but now we have like camera exclusive, bro. I'm telling you, bro. Look at the graphics real quick, bro. Tell me that's not fire, bro. That's all I gotta say.
I gotta see it first.
That's all I gotta say. Hold on, we're tell me, bro.
Is this school on Zoom? Is that with the me?
Yeah, it might be. I don't remember. Man, what you going all the way to October for?
For sure. This. I have my headphones in.
Yeah, there you go, bro. Hey, man. You know, on that side, too, man. If y'all are... y'all didn't know, we do have a YouTube, you know? So, if you want some exclusive stuff on there, too, you know? You can go ahead and go listen. Or go watch on there too, you know?
Spotify. I listen to our podcast on Spotify.
I think that's our most popular, you know? That's,
Spotify is where it's at,
It's definitely nice, you know? Maybe one day we'll have a Spotify exclusive deal, you know? We'll
get hopefully, some. Spotify.
Then I can finally pay you. Up,
come on.
Like,
finally. I want you to get paid. I'll be 100.
Oh, I'm getting paid. I want you to know I'm getting paid.
How much are you getting paid, though?
You know, we get in the good amount, you know.
I don't know any of this financial information, everyone.
Should I drop it right now, live on the air?
Don't drop the financial information on air.
I think I would drop it on air.
Let me get that bank account number real quick, bro.
Hey, man. You know, we making.
Yeah, I did just find our week's peak.
Tell me it's not nice, bro. Tell me the graphics.
It's a good quality. Yeah, I like it, actually.
But once I get a new camera, and then once I get away...
We could honestly just do it on Zoom if you wanted to.
That would, you know, that's probably the way to do things around here.
Could go on Discord, too. I heard Discord has a camera now.
Is that right?
Smart. I don't know, though. I only use Discord to talk to my friends when I'm playing video games.
I used to do the episodes on Discord back in the day. But then it was a lot to do with, because I had to like invert files and everything. Like, whoa, I'm trying to do that.
This is just faster. I respect that, Ralph. Yes, work smarter, not harder.
Exactly. Ralph. Oh, that's what I was going to say. No, I was going to say like a phrase. Oh, yeah, this is what I was going to say. Every day is a new race, okay? You have to win the race and lose the race at the same time. All right. Because you have to win the race. Because you got to wake up before the sun comes up, right? But if you're going to sleep before the sun goes down, then you already lost. Tell me that's not deep.
If you're going to sleep before the sun... Well, right now, that's like 4 o'clock where we live, Ralph. Why would you go to sleep before that?
It sounds better when it's like the other time. But
if it's like summer, then yeah, that makes sense.
See, I'm a smart guy.
Because then you can't really say, like, if you go to sleep before the sun comes up, then you're like, no, because then you're losing sleep. you're losing time if you do that, especially. But I see what you mean. Waking up before the sun comes up, going to sleep. Exactly. At a decent time, I think is what we want to say here.
I think I said it best. That's all I got to say.
I don't know, Ralph. Don't ask me. I'm not good with these things. You know this.
That's debatable. I'm not gonna lie. I'm just talking because I want to see 60 minutes on the clock.
Guess 60 minutes. Oh, honestly, I mean, I could talk to you about this whole science thing. However, honestly, because I'm gonna just say something real quick. My science teacher didn't want to. I don't know
Wait a minute.
I'm not going to talk smack.
Wait a minute. We got staff listening. I don't know how in depth they go into the episodes, so.
I mean, it's not. Like, I'm not going to do anything bad.
I think I made it worse. I'm not going to lie. That's my bad.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
Okay. Well. Let's just say that, like, I don't know. I have a feeling like in any rights mind, in any teacher's mind, you want to help your students as much as possible, you know what I mean? And I feel like I wasn't getting the help and stuff. So let's just say that I got moved, potentially moved classes. Yeah, I want to know how you're doing in this class that I'm talking about. How do you feel?
I'm living the school life to the fullest extent. That's all you gotta know. Listen, you gotta do what's gonna make you number one happy and number two stable, you know? So if any of y'all, you know, if any of us in school are going through a class or going through an issue that's not holding you to the highest where you can be, it's best just to, you know, just to go for something that's gonna benefit you better in the future, you know? And if you have that opportunity to step away from whatever that is, you know, I say why not do it, you know? Because at the end of the day, school's only gonna last you, what, 16 years, something like that. Your career and your life is gonna last you, you know, God willing, it's 80, 90
Way
years,
longer,
you know?
yeah. Hopefully, yeah. Well, that actually kind of helped me because so I'm still kind of just because we want to see first, right? The whole situation happening is, whether or not they can help me change whatever happened wrong with my grade, right? Because I'm gonna tell you now, it's a difference of 1% of me passing.
That's ridiculous, bro.
And I understand, right? Like, it's all fairness and stuff. Like, yes, absolutely. Be fair to everyone. Like, that first priority, be fair, right? Then at the same time, it's like, it's honestly, it's 1%. Like, it didn't have to go this far to the point to where tomorrow at 1, I have a meeting with admin members, the teacher, and my parents.
The whole fun party there, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm very, very much considering switching to the other class because after being in that class Monday, I feel like, I don't know, like it's just that class just like feels so much like more relaxing and comfortable. Whereas like in like this first class that I was spending, like, I was stressing like probably almost like 24/7 because of how much homework we got. I was stressing because of, how hard the tests were sometimes. I was stressing because of the lab reports.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, like what you said, what's gonna make you happy and what's gonna make you stable. And like I feel like I like honestly, Monday without that class, for the first time on Mondays, I actually felt calm.
Is that right?
I was like, whoa. I don't know, but you were doing fine in that class, bro. I respect you for
I don't know if that's what my power school, if they would say the same story, but
that. How's it? It's doing fine though right now, right?
can I be honest with you? I'm gonna be honest with the people too, right?
What happened?
We've only had one class, okay? I already have an F in the class. I might have
Did
an
you
F.
not? Did you? You didn't do the homework, did you?
I didn't know there was an assignment.
Oh, that is her fault though, I'm not gonna lie. Like, how is she gonna, we're still on break. Technically, it's still break.
Exactly.
How are we gonna have an assignment on a Sunday too?
I mean,
I knew I should have warned more people. Damn it.
I ain't tripping, but now it's a small class though, which means
Oh yeah, no,
more.
like 7 of us left. Like
It's
it's actually
crazy.
ridiculous, like how many people, like, that and also it also comes to show just how many people, like, I feel like me specifically, I underestimated it. Like, I was like, oh, it's just gonna be like any other honors class I've taken.
Sure.
No, like, this class is like probably like 10 times harder.
But
But Ralph, there's the option still. You can technically still ask them.
that's true.
And if you do, and you do it before Friday, I think they can help you get the grade. That you had last semester go up a grade level because you know how we have a grade bump in that class. So it would look better, like, considering the fact that you didn't, like, considering the fact that it's gonna look like the same GPA wise, the grade, like the actual grade letter, is gonna look better on that one.
Sure. You know, that's, I mean, what day is today? Today's Tuesday.
You could honestly ask them tomorrow and just be like, hey, you know, what's the possibility of me switching to that class? Mm-hmm. You can't switch to anatomy, though, unfortunately, because, like, they just said it's too far in the year for us to do that.
See, that's tough. If we could go back there.
Anatomy is just, it just sounds so much fun.
I remember, too, junior year when we were filling out the survey, I was so excited, dude, honors physics. I was like...
I was like, dude, yes. I was like, no, I'm so, I love physics. I love it. And now I like genuinely don't know what the fuck physics is.
Yeah.
I didn't know this much, this many numbers went into physics. There were some, but like this many?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think that's a pure example. Well, that doesn't actually work. I was gonna say don't judge a book by its cover, but at the same time, I think there's more to it in our situation.
I feel like that kind of applies to it. Yeah,
sort of, but there's more to it.
That kind of applies to it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But anyways, hey, 66 minutes. We went 6 minutes over my thing now.
Skull, bro.
And now I think that's that. All right, cool. Well, that's been a peak. You know, we've overcame it, I think. And we'll see y'all at the next one. Same time, same place, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We have an episode this Saturday in a couple of days with who do we have on? We have I forget who we have. We either have a TikToker on or we have a group on. I don't remember who's on the schedule, so just keep
it. I think this week was a group, wasn't it?
Was it the group?
I think it was the group this week, right? Let me look at their page real quick. I know they mentioned it on their page. Let me see.
This is how the episodes just drag on, man. Like,
because I don't remember. Did you put it on our page?
I think I reposted their thing at one point. I don't remember, and I think they had the date on there. Hold on, I have the schedule on me. What am I talking about, bro? Hold on. We ain't finna do this. This is great content. This is the content people want to see. Hold on. I have the schedule somewhere. Wait. Yeah, it's the group. We have a group coming this week. This Saturday. So make sure you stay tuned for that. The episode last week did good, too. With the boy Ash. So go check that out if you haven't already. But anyways, until then, adios.